Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Let's go. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. We got the strawberry letter.
Thank you. Subject, my boyfriend's sex therapist, or my boyfriend's sexy therapist, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, yeah, I am jealous of my boyfriend's therapist. She's attractive, the same age as us, and his type, as far as looks go. He is also drawn to women who are supportive. He insists on seeing her every 2 weeks to discuss issues. He is seeing her for stress management because his business is struggling and he has problems with addiction. I personally do not see any improvement in his drinking because he's still drinks heavily when he is stressed over the business. I wonder what she does for him. And am I jealous that she might encourage or support him in ways that I can't? I am jealous that she might encourage or support him in ways that I can't. Am I wrong to feel threatened? I believe men and women can't be friends without strong sexual urges, and therapy requires a deep intimacy. I would feel different if it were a man counseling him. What are your thoughts? Is this more than just therapy? Please help. Well, you know, I'm with you if you feel a certain way, all right? It may not necessarily be true, but if you feel this way, we, of course, have our intuition. It could be something underlying and going on here, especially if he keeps seeing her and he's not improving. I mean, the whole point is for him to improve and, you know, de-stress and get rid of some of his issues. So if that's not happening, then yes, it is time for a new therapist. And I would do, if I were you, do my due diligence and look for someone, look for another therapist. Because, and let me say this as well, just because she's beautiful and attractive and his type does not mean that she's not doing his job. I'm just going by what you said in the letter. She's not doing her job. It's not working. So maybe he's caught up because she looks a certain way or whatever, and he can't, and he's feeling some kind of way. So if I were you, I would get another therapist. There are thousands and thousands of therapists out there. And you can just explain it to him as you don't think this is working and his problems are getting worse instead of better, because that's exactly what it sounds like. Your proof is right here in this letter. And say I found another more reputable therapist and maybe we should go take a look at him. Okay, key word in that sentence, him. All right, nephew, come on.
You sure you want me to do it right now?
Okay, I tell you what.
You sure you want me to do it right now? Because I got a lot. I got a lot built up. I got a lot because I understand what this brother going through.
Okay, maybe you need a therapist. So, okay, we don't have a lot of time. We'll go to break right now and come back, and I'll let you have as much time as you need. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. We're gonna.
Do you want?
Do
you
want
to be my therapist?
Okay. All right. We'll be back at 23 after the hour with nephew's answer to this letter. My boyfriend's sexy therapist is the subject.
Yes.
All right, don't forget, today at 1:30 p.m., we will be discussing this very letter for you, okay? I'm sure you guys have your own opinions. I like, you know, when you hear our opinions, but I always love to hear from the audience. So 1:30 today, please join me for the Strawberry Live After Show on Facebook, all right? All right, nephew, let's go. My boyfriend's sexy therapist is the title, the subject of this letter. A woman wrote in, she's jealous of her boyfriend's therapist. He has to go there because he's so stressed and he needs it for stress management. His business is struggling. He has problems with addiction. She, the therapist, is attractive. She is the same age as they are, and she is his type as far as looks go. So the young lady, his girlfriend that wrote the letter, is jealous, and she wants to know, should she be jealous? Is this more than just therapy? She would feel differently if it were a man counseling him. And she thinks that men and women can't be friends because of the strong sexual urges, especially, you know, if there's an attraction or if the both parties are attractive. So what do you have to say, Neff?
Your man is doing it with her every 2 weeks, and it is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. It is a stress reliever. What? It's a stress reliever. They doing it? What? You know what? Women can't see when somebody doing it. They doing it, people. They doing it every 2 weeks. And if you don't mind, can you send me her number? Because I'm stressed, too. And I need a number for some stress relief. All I'm asking for is to send. Why you didn't send us the number when you wrote the letter? You could have helped a lot of people out. Yes. I need stress relief. I'm going through some things. I do radio in the morning. I do a stage play at night. I'm trying to get a sitcom. I'm doing all kinds. Will Packer won't call me back. I'm stressed. Bentley Evans won't call me back. John Singleton has not called me back. I'm stressed right now. Yes, I need this stress relief too. Sex every 2 weeks from a beautiful woman is a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I dropped out?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's stress. That's stress. If I drop out, it's stress.
Fix your mic.
Man, that fool say, why you didn't send the number when you sent the letter?
When you sent the letter, send the number. You could have helped some people. There's some people stressed over here. What city are you in? Where do y'all live? Oh, I might fly down there. You know what? If I could actually fly down there every 2 weeks and relieve this kind of stress.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for. I'm stress relief.
How long did Steve give Tommy's marriage?
Till Thanksgiving. Before. He said the day
before. You know what y'all
it
got
might
a problem
be Halloween.
With? Y'all got a problem with organized ass.
Are you insane?
What? Jump out there, boy.
This is organized ass.
On a limb.
What this is. What?
By
if I'm
himself.
On the limb, save me. Save me. I'm stressed, Shirley.
What? Okay, Jay, can you help a brother out here?
Well,
Jay no organized ass when he here.
Hey!
I kind of agree with him because to get better, it takes time, and that's why he's constantly seeing her every 2 weeks. The good work takes time. You're not going to be cured instantly. How long have you been seeing this lady?
Get a new therapist.
No. He's putting the work in. And you don't
better.
See a change right away.
Not
right.
It takes time.
It takes time. Yes. That's why he's got to see her constantly. Yes. He's working on his problem. First, you ask the man to go get help.
He go
not
get
because
help.
You don't see the change right away. You got a problem.
Yeah.
He's working on his addiction.
Okay, come on, young one.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's working on it.
You have anything to add, Junior? Because
I don't
to
really
go
have to. I'm
ignorance.
Just gonna go with Jay and Tommy.
Oh God!
Listen
to me, please. Get a new therapist for your man. All right.
Why the ladies don't see it take time?
We have to move on. Thank you, guys.
On, before we do, though, Shirley, seriously, can you get this number?
We got to go, Tommy. Join me on Facebook Live today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to talk about this particular strawberry letter.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at FisherHomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.